You can be turning in your Bibles to Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14, verses 1 and 2 first. After 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. Drop down to verse 10. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priests to betray him unto them. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him. And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, where wilt thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover? And he sendeth forth two of his disciples and saith unto them, go ye into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the good man of the house, the master saith, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? Isn't it amazing how these things work with God, with Christ? Just he knows all things. And here is one that you've never heard of before. And yet he is doing the master's will and doing it lovingly and willingly. And he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. There make ready for us. And his disciples went forth and came into the city and found as he had said unto them. And they made ready the Passover. And in the evening he cometh with the 12. Drop down then to verse 22. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and brake it and gave to them and said, take, eat, this is my body, Brother Dale. I were talking about that earlier this morning. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Verse 32. And they came to a place which was called Gethsemane, and he saith to his disciples, sit here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy, and saith unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit is truly ready, but the flesh is weak. And he went away again and prayed and spake the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, neither wist they what to answer him. And he cometh the third time and saith unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. And immediately while he yet spake, cometh Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Take him and lead him away safely. And as soon as he was come, he goeth straightway to him and saith, Master, Master, and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him and took him. Verse 2, to keep the feast, Lord, we have met, and to remember thee. Help each redeemed one to repeat, for me, he died for me. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take ye, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. We have indeed met here this morning for this purpose, this day. Verse 3, thy sufferings, Lord, each sacred sign to our remembrance brings. We eat the bread and drink the wine, but think on nobler things. Matthew chapter 26, if you will. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. We do think of nobler things, don't we? It's amazing. Do you understand? Do I understand that this is not going to end in this world until I drink it new with you? In what? My Father's kingdom. What will it be like? You see, we will be worshiping Jesus. We will be worshiping God in the name of Jesus, giving thanks for all eternity for the sacrifice that he has made. For the very first thing, we will be in remembrance of this forever and ever and ever. And so it goes. Verse 4, O tune our tongues, and put in frame each heart that pants for thee, to sing Hosanna to the Lamb that died for me. Mark chapter 11. Verse 1. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem unto Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent forth two of his disciples and saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. Another remarkable thing is this very like the the room that was prepared already for him. And so is this colt. But it's in answer to prophecy, isn't it? The very prophecy of years and years and years before this ever came about. And yet it's exactly like it was prophesied to be. It had to be that way, didn't it? It had to be that way. And if any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met, and they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, what do ye loosing the colt? And they said unto them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees and strewed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Matthew chapter 21. Verse 1. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethpage under the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto thee, ye shall say, the Lord hath need of them. And straightway again he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass and a colt, the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. Isn't it amazing that God always has his way? And brought the ass and the colt and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strewed them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Again in Mark chapter 14, very quickly, these wonderful words here. Verse 26 of Mark chapter 14. And when they had sung an hymn, what a time to be singing, right? I mean, Jesus knew what was going to happen in just a very, very, very short time. He knew exactly what was going to happen. And yet he's singing a hymn. It reminds you, though, of Paul and Silas, doesn't it? In that Philippian jail, that place that we were just reading of a few moments ago. But he's singing a hymn. And when they had sung him, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Now, what hymn were they singing? Well, it doesn't tell us specifically, does it? And yet, I believe it was probably a hymn like Psalm 38. Psalm 38. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. for thine arrow stick fast in me, and thy hand presseth me sore. There's that word presseth again. What did Christ, what did he really bear in his body? There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger. Neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. Christ had no sin of his own. But the sin, can we even begin to imagine the sin that Christ bore for all of his elect people? Well, that's what this is all about, folks. This 38th Psalm is one of those. That's what it's all about. It's about Christ. It's about Jesus. It's about his sufferings that he accomplished there on that cross. Can you imagine the sinless God saying, for mine iniquities, you see, he suffered in reality. He did take upon himself my sins. He did take upon himself your sins if you're one of his people. He literally took upon himself. He claimed your sins, my sins, for himself. The sinless, holy, immaculate God. For mine iniquities are gone over mine head. As an heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. That's why he prayed like he did in the Garden of Gethsemane. Lord, Father, take this cup from me, if it be possible. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled and I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I roared my reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desires before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. You know, there was angels that ministered to the Lord. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I, as a dumb man, that opened not my mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in those in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But my enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that is good, or that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. And so it is that our God died bearing our sins, claiming them for his own, though he was sinless, impeccable. And so we celebrate the Lord's death, burial, until he comes again. But will it end then? No, we'll still be remembering. When are you going to forget? How are you going to forget? You cannot forget. This is something that you cannot forget. And yet, we do it in remembrance. But you see, it's not to bring back to our mind as though we have forgotten. It is a memorial. It is because we remember that we observe this time. And may God, in his great mercy, magnify the death burial unto us in this, the Lord's Supper. And then may the power of his resurrection abide in us, that we can do exactly what we just heard a little while ago. That we can be a light in this world, a glory to the glory of God in Christ Jesus.
Things in your name's sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He gave thanks, broke the bread, and gave to his disciples. And they did all eat. There is a unity in Christ, isn't there? And isn't that amazing? Because there's no unity in this world.
That's right, sure not.
There is no unity in this world. But there is in him. But do you understand that it's impossible for the world to be unified in anything but evil? They cannot be unified in righteousness. Tell you me. Do show the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen.
And thank God we believe that will not be long.
Amen.
So he took the cup and he broke the body, but he shed his blood. Isn't it amazing too? It's a broken body, but not a broken bone. Not one broken bone. You see again, the world cannot do anything except what our God wants it to do. It has to obey God. We want to obey. The world has to obey. But we want to obey. So, Brother Dave, you bless this cup.
Our Father, we're grateful for every remembrance of these things.
Amen.
We thank you for a Savior.
Amen.
Who has come, lived, bled, died,
oh, Lord,
and rose again.
Oh, help us.
And all of that for our justification. We thank you. It's by his stripes we are healed.
Amen.
And we thank you, O Lord, that to his glory he is risen. So we remember these things now, and we pray that we might live for you.
Amen.
And that our minds and hearts would never be upset to the point that we could not cry out to you in these days.
Amen.
We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Again, thank you, O Father. May we indeed be worthy to take this through repentance and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink.
Amen. Thank you.
Now, verse 7, we will sing it and then repeat it. There is a fountain. This will be our town. Let's stand as we sing this hymn. Just giving thanks again always in our hearts, minds, and souls that Christ not only came and that he died, but that he died for you, for me. What good would it be if it were not that way?